name is Danae. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911.
No,
are you
I'm
calling?
Not.
Okay, are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Well, no. Actually, I'm calling because my daughter, who has Down syndrome and has been treated for cancer, has received her first COVID vaccine on March 3rd, but I just got a phone call that they canceled the second due to a lack of availability, and they have no idea when she can get the second one. But she must have the second one, and I don't know who else to call.
Okay. When was she due for the second shot?
They had scheduled her and my husband on March 31st.
Where are you located?
They both had the Moderna on March 3rd.
Okay. And where about are you located?
In Columbiana, in Alabama, but I'll go anywhere.
Okay. Okay. This one, I'm just looking to see where you could possibly go. See if there's any drives or anything.
Now, I've checked every Walmart in the state. I've been to the website, and I saw where the National Guard is holding clinics, but it didn't say whether or not you had to have the first one there or live in one of those counties.
Okay, so I do know for a fact that you don't have to have the first one and go somewhere and then go back to that exact place within and get the second one or live in that county. Not too long ago, I had some people call in and they had their first shot in Illinois, but they were going to be here in Alabama for over 2 months and they needed to get their second shot. They were able to go to a drive and get it without living in the county or the state.
Okay. So, how does that work? Can I get an appointment or do you have some place where you can get me worked in or how does that work?
Okay, so right now what I'm doing is I'm looking at our website and I can give you possibly like some information in regards to places that may be taking appointment, but it may not be a guarantee if within the time they're supposed to be scheduled, if you can get an appointment within then. So I'm also looking up the drives.
Okay.
Could you provide me with the city you live in one more time?
Columbiana.
Still searching, ma'am.
Okay.
And what did you say when you looked at all the Walmarts?
I did. I looked at the Walmarts. I looked at Walgreens. I registered again on the UAB site.
And none of the ones for the Walmart store said anything? I mean, like they...
They just said that they didn't have any available. All of them. Every location.
Okay.
And so I called my local one in Calera and actually talked to the pharmacy tech. And she said, and she put them down on a list, but she said she wouldn't count on them getting it, that the list was so long.
Yes. Hmm. I appreciate your patience, ma'am. I'm just searching.
No, I appreciate your help.
Yes, ma'am. So, okay, let me see. You tried to register for her online?
I've tried, yes. Now, I did register her at UAB, but I never heard from them.
There's a place in your Columbiana, Alabama. Do you know about the Southern Family Health Clinic? You tried that?
They're the ones that used all the vaccine up and didn't save enough for second doses. That's where they got their first one.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
And they should be, somebody needs to and look into that. That's not right.
Okay, so do you have our website that is called alabamapublichealth.gov?
Yep, I do.
You looked all on there and went through all of their Sam's Clubs, their Walmarts, and their CVSs?
I looked on every one of them, all of them, not available. I can't believe there's somebody in the state doesn't have some of this vaccine. Now, these National Guard clinics, it says first dose, second, and I'm looking at that. I found that on your webpage. Let me get back to it. Here we go. So it's like, for instance, it says March 23rd, County Covington, first dose March 23rd, second dose April 13th. Well, I mean, could we show up for one of those first dose clinics and get her second dose? Because it's the same medicine, right?
That I'm not too sure of. I don't want to mislead you or anything. I'm doing my research as I'm speaking with you. I don't know, have any idea in regards to that, honestly. And I can't provide you with any type of medical advice or anything suggesting you just do that. And then you show up there, you can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see. Check here. Oh, she gave me the same thing. I don't see any. Oh, those are all lit up. 25 miles within Foley. But how far are you from Foley, Alabama?
About 3.5 hours, but we'll drive there. We'll drive. I mean, she's got to have this vaccine. Are they taking appointments?
I'm not sure. I'm like I said, I was just doing the clinic dashboard thing, and I put in a variety of searches. So I don't know. Has the Walgreens or the CVS has been doing appointments, or is they walk-ins?
No, they're not. They're appointments. CVS's are appointments. Walgreens are appointments.
Okay. And those CVS's and Walmarts were pretty much just telling you don't count on it.
That's right.
Okay.
I mean, the Shelby County Health Department, I can't even get through to them.
Yeah, I have a number for you that you can call, and they would just send your facility, your information over to the facility. But I honestly, it's a waiting list with those. I don't want to, like I said, I'm not trying. I understand your daughter's need, your husband's too. You had an appointment set. Y'all want that same within time. I don't want to give you some hope and it doesn't be hopeful.
Right.
Send you, give you that. Like, that's what I'm really required to do. Give you this number and tell you to call and schedule a vaccine. But understanding your urgency, I'm trying to help you by looking into it myself.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
So I do not. If that's the only place that would schedule you for, that's Shelby County, if I gave you that number, and they just send your information over to that facility, and then you just wait, and no telling how long you'll wait for them to give you a call and say, hey, I have an appointment this day.
Yeah.
I'm just searching all these clinics, trying to see, even if I see any ones that you can just contact and say, hey, do you have an appointment? Or I can make an appointment. I also don't want to send you too far out. I understand you would drive, but 3 hours sounded kind of long to me. So I got in. How far are you from Gadsden, Alabama?
Not that far. I mean, I'll drive. I'll go.
Yeah, okay. So, what I'm doing currently is I'm on the vaccine clinic dashboard, and I'm just typing in like different cities and doing the 60-mile variety search from there.
Yeah.
And it's just giving me places, and it's just giving me the names of the places, and you can just like contact them and see. That's really our best bet here.
Okay.
About dashboard.
Do you know who I can call about these National Guard clinics to find out if I can go on, if she can go on and get her second one on these dates?
Let's see. Just give me one moment here.
They're giving the Pfizer vaccine. She had the Moderna.
Is that a different one?
Yeah, it's different. All right.
If I could still provide you with this number. Like I said, it's a long shot because within that, they don't even ask you. I do know when they ask you the bare minimum information, they won't even ask you about her health. In regards to that, to make it seem as if it's an urgency.
Okay.
And they're just going to ask you her name and your phone number and email address and stuff like that.
Okay.
You want the number?
Please.
It's going to be 855-566-5333.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your help.
Yes, ma'am. I apologize. I wish it was more that I can do, but I hope we've been able to help. If you need more information, you may visit the following websites at adph.org or cdc.gov. And thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. I hope you find something, and I ask that you all continue to stay safe and have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye.